everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have some more healing this evening. So just sit back and relax. These healings will be instantaneous, and there's really no processing on your part. You just show up, and we'll have a lightship, light beings help you out. So what you want to first do is, if you're new to this program, just go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, and then scroll down, about an inch and a quarter on your scroll bar on the right side, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And we're going to first activate her, and then we'll do an entity clearing for everyone and do some healing after that. So if you have her in front of you right now, and you may want to get a glass of water. I think we'll do a water charging today, too. So I'll put that down here on my list. So, and I'm not on the computer, so I will not be able to read the fast chat right now. So here we go. The light beam, if it's in front of you, just kind of watch the light rays on the forehead, watch the eyes, and actually watch the actual face itself. It'll start to become more three-dimensional. So we're going to activate her right now. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and I can feel the energy as she's increasing here, stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good to me. So I'm asking her how she's doing here. She wants a little bit more for you, so here she comes. And she'll just come into your room. You're going to feel her in your heart center. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, we'll first do entity clearing for everyone. So you want to concentrate on your left side of your body first. So we'll do the left leg, left ankle, left foot, toes. So we're going to take away energies that are there that shouldn't come into your body. And these are entities, you could call them ghosts, and they just attach to us. So we're going to release them from you. And in the process, we're bringing back to you your own individual spirit energy that left you. Different fragments could be, a multitude of fragments as they leave you in a given amount of time. So we're doing this right now, clearing away these energies. And you may feel tingles as your spirit enters your body. You might feel a warmth. And here we go. We're going to bring more of you back in, and I'll count to 10 to command the energy. And your spirit that's in your heart center will also help facilitate this to bring in the energy into your left leg and foot. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go over to your right leg, right ankle, right foot, and release entities out of this area here. And they come to us mainly because they're not in our bodies all the way with our spirit. And the easiest way that they can be attracted to us is if we, like, hurt ourselves. So if you stubbed your toe or you banged maybe your shin or maybe your knee on maybe a coffee table or something, at that point it will attract entities to it because they want to have that experience. Maybe they know about the pain already. And I think the original reason they'll first come to us for the very first time that they left their previous body because they recognize the pain. And they're afraid and they don't know where to go to, and the pain is what they resonate with. But as they body hop through thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands of people at that point in time, I think the healing aspect is probably much more, put in the back seat as compared to just wanting to experience a body. So we're cleaning out these energies right now. And again, when your spirit reenters your body, in that location, you should feel a little heavier. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to work with our pelvis area, work with our hip joints. So we'll work with both of those at one time right now and clear energies out of our hip joints, out of our pelvis area. There we go. And again, we'll bring in more of your spirit energy there. So here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to concentrate now on your spine. So we're going to work our way up the tailbone to your actual neck on the very top here. So your whole spine will be worked with right now. So we're going to release energies, entities out of your spine area. There we go. And you might have a pinched nerve. Maybe this can help you with that too. There we go. And you might want to even stand up a little bit and kind of stretch or twist slightly. Maybe bend over and just kind of see how your spine is behaving right now. There we go. Okay, I'm going to bring more of your spirit in right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to be working with your internal organs. So we'll pay attention to the heart center right now, your physical heart. I'm going to take away entities from your heart. And this could also relate to maybe having heart pain, maybe anxieties, just heart tension. We have a lot of that living here from betrayals, et cetera, and that affects your physical heart. So we're going to take away entities now that have attached themselves to your heart. Here we go. And we're now going to bring in your divine spirit to you in your heart area. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And still working with your spine some more here. Okay, we're going to do some more integration with your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to actually work with your all of your internal organs now. So from your hips going up to your shoulders here. So releasing energies right now. Okay. And bringing more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to be working with your left arm, your left shoulder, your rotator cuff. So your wrist, your fingers, your knuckles. So taking away entities there. Here we go. And bringing now more of your spirit back into your body again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go to your right arm, right shoulder, knuckles, fingers, rotator cuff, then taking away entities there. And here we go. And you can be watching the light beam too if you wish. She's helping with this healing aspect, too, so you might actually feel her heart energy coming into yours. So here we go, coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to be working with your neck, releasing entities there. Good, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to be working with your sinuses. So taking away entities that are attached to your sinuses right now. Here we go, being released. And you might actually feel the swelling going down if you have any sensitivity there in your sinus areas here. Okay, bringing more of your spirit into this area for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working inside of your mouth if you have like maybe a gum infection, maybe a tooth or teeth problems, maybe a tongue problem, working down into your throat tube from the voice box on up. Here we go. Taking away entities there. Okay, great. Here we go. Coming in more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Keep some more of your spirit in there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's work on the people who might have maybe a sore throat. Maybe there's a problem also with their stomach. Maybe too much acid. So let's kind of take away entities there to see if that can help you. So releasing these energies here. Okay, and bringing more of your spirit in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're working with your ears and your eyes. There we go, releasing that energies there. That shouldn't be with you. Okay. And here we go, coming in more again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to be working with our temple area now. Maybe you might have a headache possibly. So we're working with our temples and the front of our forehead here. Take away tension. So any entities that are there that are causing this, we're going to be releasing them right now. And you're coming back in again for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do just our whole skull, our whole head area. Taking away entities now. There we go. And coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And since we're doing some healing here, I'll just kind of switch it a little bit over here. I'm picking up knee problems right now with somebody out there, so we're not going to be working with the knee. So just going to bring in Janina into this light being here on your monitor screen. So we can consider knees and maybe ankles, too, if you have a problem, maybe feet problems, too. But what I picked up is that someone out there needs a healing with their knees, so we'll see what the light being can do to help you here. So also request your healing now. So here we go. Janina has her team. She actually has three teams, which is nine doctors working with her. So there'll be 10 light beings in total working with you right now. So, and they're working, taking away energies, trying to do some healing work on you. I shouldn't use the word trying because they are doing this. So here we go. And we'll take away some of the energies that could be stuck. I'm going to do a special session here. This is what we do with light ship healings. We're going to go to the centrifuge room. So we're going to be transported momentarily to the light ship instantly here. And on the light ship, they have a special room to release negative patterns from people. That could also include addictions, negative programming, just anything that is not of the light, basically, where it's in judgment, and which has caused us to have physical problems because of this here, being separated from spiritual truth of non-judgment. So in this room, the room now is very beautiful. On the walls to the light ship, there are mirrors about 3 inches wide going floor to ceiling. And on the top of the ceiling, it's a dome, and there's many, many lights shining down, kind of like a kaleidoscope of colors. And the room is spinning right now. So as you think of a thought that you'd like to release, a negative habit pattern, an addiction, you may have a problem with your physical body someplace, just kind of request healing. Remember, the request is what's very, very important, because you're always viewed by the divine as being perfect. And so until you squawk, you're always perfect. And so what happens is, when you do say that you want to have a change, then they will look at it and do a small change, and then you have to keep requesting, because they will never go past your own free will. So if you don't say that you want more, then they'll think that what they did for you is proper and complete. So here we go. Room is spinning. I'm going to use the word increase. We're going to bring in the lack energy. Now, the lack energy may feel kind of heavy to you. And this lack energy is kind of your best friend. And it's going to help you to release these negative programming thought forms. Remember that our thought forms are our worst enemy, okay? And these thought forms are stored somewhere in your body. So if you're able to see in the light ship right now when they leave you, it'll look like a little fog, like a little smoke ring kind of leaving you, being attracted, and we'll say sucked into these pure silver panels on the wall of the light ship. So here we go. So bringing in the lack energy. This, for the first timers, this may feel very, very dense. And the density might feel heavy, because this energy is taking away a lot of stuff from you. So here we go. And just don't be alarmed if it feels heavy. It'll get better as time goes on here. So here we go. Lack energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. We'll do this for probably about 2 minutes here. Stronger, stronger. This is the lack energy coming into you to release these negative patterns. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. What we could do next here is do some water charging.
So hi, Ron. Like... It's Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. I was able to get on the line, so I'm
great.
Here now.
Okay.
And
if you want to read the fast chat, go ahead.
Yeah, we do have one request for work on the adrenaline gland area and the groin area.
Okay. Okay, let's do that then. So it might be maybe a hernia or something there. So yeah, we can do that right now. So we're in the lack room. We're in the room releasing negative patterns, and we just finished that. So hopefully that helped everyone. So we're going to work now on the groin area. Maybe it could be a pulled muscle or something. So let's just concentrate there. So we'll have Gina's team come in right now. And there's her with three of her teams. Going to be working with you. Remember, these energies are strictly heart-to-heart energies. Like I've mentioned many times, the mind energy is kind of in direct opposition to the light. And this is what gets us into trouble, is our thoughts. We think we know more than the divine, and we start judging. And that's what gets us into trouble. So here we go. We're going to put some energy into the groin area. So... we're going to have a special team working with you, and I'll just bring in some energy also here for everyone, and also the adrenal gland. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So just see how that's working for you and request your healing. And I think we'll do a chakra alignment next here. So we're going to go to your heart centers. And just because I stopped the, or sound like I stopped the healing of the groin area, et cetera, they're still working with you. So once these healings start on the, you know, on the light ship, or when we start working with you down here, once they start, they normally go throughout the whole show, even though we talk about other things during this same process here. So here we go. Heart chakra. And moving that around so it's positioned properly. Wonderful. Going up to your throat. Great. And third eye feels wonderful. Going down to your heart center. Beautiful. And second, power chakra. So heart, power, second chakra, good, and first chakra. Feel good. Let me go up. First chakra, good. Second good. Third good. Fourth good. Fifth good. And sixth good. Okay, we're doing an opening now for you. So if you want to have your chakras opened up to body width, you can. It helps to facilitate more healing because you have a much greater life force energy with you. So here we go. I use the word to increase it here. We'll use the word stronger to increase it. So here we go. Stronger, 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 good. And throat chakra, stronger, 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 good. Third eye, stronger, stronger, good. Going down to your solar plex area, power chakra, stronger, 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 good. Second, stronger, good. First, stronger. Wonderful. So to aid in healing, what we'll do now is take you out of your body just momentarily. It'll just be a split second. We're going to bring you in through your feet. And so this really helps people with healing, especially if they have leg problems, that your spirit doesn't really want to come into your body typically because it's been here, done that, and doesn't want to go down below the waist for most people. So we're going to take you out momentarily out, and now we're coming into the bottom of your feet, and ankles, knees, waist, good. And out and in, 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 out and in. Great. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your waking consciousness on your forehead. And the first floor is your heart center, where your spirit resides. We're going to drop you down. We're taking this energy body, and you want to call it your ego self. Your mental body is going to be dropping down now into your heart center. It has to surrender. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So just kind of take a deep breath and just feel your awakening consciousness. You should feel like you're in your chest area now with your thoughts, like your heart has ears on it and a mouth, and you're able now to feel a lot more heart-centered, and the mind chatter should have left you when you're in this location. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, we have wonderful listeners with us, and many of them are typing into the fast chat, and thank you guys for being with us. We have a couple of requests, Ron. One is for working on the upper back area, and the other is working on, you know, for people that may have a cold, something like that.
Okay, so we'll do the upper back area first here. So again, we have Janina coming through, and we could also have Jesus come through also if you wish. So we'll have him come into the light beam also, so we'll have a nice team working with you there.
So here comes Jesus. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll do the upper back area. So I guess we'll start off maybe feels like maybe between the shoulder blades, typically, on up. Is that kind of what I'm sensing here? So I'll give you a request right now. And if you feel fine, just kind of go with the flow. You can always ask for a tune-up. And this energy now is coming in. And we're going to release some of the older energies there. We're still in the centrifuge room in the light shift, so I want to bring in some more lack energy to get rid of the negative thought patterns that have created this illness here or this problem that you're dealing with. So here we go. And we'll do the same thing now with your throat area here, too, for maybe people who have a sore throat. So here comes the lack energy. And just kind of think about where you wanted to help release what you're dealing with here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, we had one of our listeners asking on the fast chat about how to get onto the conference calls that you do, and maybe that'd be a great thing to answer live, so in case other listeners are listening, they can find out also.
Yes, just go to the website, creationlightship.com. And what you do is just send me a check in the mail or a money order. You can go to the donation page on the left side. There's a link there. Just click on it, and it gives the information how you make the check out, which is ET Healing Clinic, and then the address there. And from there, just contact me, and I can give you a call back on the phone or maybe even an email. Either way works out well. And just say that what you're interested in. What I recommend people to get on is, the Monday and Friday calls, which are 1 hour in length. We're having one, just after this call here at 5:30. So it's a half an hour after this particular BBS show. And it's a 1 hour length call, and we go to the light ship, and, you have all these beautiful divine beings working with you. And the cost is $20, so it's very, very affordable. And, it's what we do. If you're interested to go further with clearing yourself off, then I can do emotional healings. And that's $5 times your age. If you're a senior, then it's nothing is over $300. So if you're over 60, those years above that are free to you. But that's the most that I can give to anybody is to have the emotional clearing, because it takes away so much of the residue from your spirit, from your emotional body, and your physical body, so that you can live more in the now. So that's your baggage that gets released from this lifetime. It takes about 1 hour to do. So back to you, Sylvia.
I'll just mention that the conference calls are very easy to do. You just simply call a number, and they're all at 5:30 Pacific time, and you just call in and get on the call. So just connect with Ron and get on them. They're wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So let's see, anyone has a request for a divine energy that they'd like to bring in or any other healings that you are interested in today, go ahead and type that in on the fast chat. We have one person asking if we can do any kind of detox.
Well, let's see, we could have the water that we're charging do that for us here.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So if you have a glass of water handy, get that. If not, just get a glass of water. Typically 8 ounces is fine. And we'll be bringing in, we'll have Jesus charge the water for us here. So we'll bring him in a little stronger. In fact, we'll have his total essence
of his original spirit coming in, which is the male and female self, if you will. So this will be another way of saying it would be him and his twin flame energy will be in wholeness. So we're going to bring those in right now. Before, the Jesus energy was strictly of the male portion of that. So here comes the female, we'll call that, in totality. So this will be the true spirit of Jesus coming. So here it comes. So stronger, it'll be coming through the light being here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you have your glass of water, we'll do the charging right now. So if you're new to this, you want to put the glass of water in front of you and put one hand on each side of the glass of water. And when you're ready here, I get about calling it 15 seconds here for some people out there. And you're going to have this energy of Jesus come into your heart center. And you're going to feel the energy go down each arm, through your wrist, to your fingertips. So here we go. So right now the water is being charged for you. Nothing for you to do. This is done automatically by the light ship. You just have to show up. And you may start to feel the frequencies going into your body. So you can request a detox here if you wish. And they'll put in special light code frequencies to help you out with this here. I'm getting another 15 seconds and they'll be completed. And if anyone feels their hands tingling or buzzing or after you taste your water, if it seems to be a little different, you might indicate that in the fast chat too here. And the fast chat, you click on it underneath the light beam. It'll say BBS fast chat. And that should give you a screen on the left side that comes up. Just type your name in and then maybe about 8 words. Okay, the water's done. So I'd like everyone now to just take a sip or a drink of your water. And I'm going to have some of mine right now and just see how it tastes. Well, today mine tastes kind of thick. Normally it's nice and juicy, and this time it's thick for me. How's yours, Sylvia?
Yes, mine's very, very silky and also thick. And it tastes very good.
Okay, so I thought we could probably bring in the baby Jesus energy. That's always pretty nice.
Picking up people's requests because you're zeroing in exactly. I know you can't see the fast chat, but that was one of the requests also on there.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we'll bring in baby Jesus energy. I thought we'd bring him in at the age of 10, 20, and 30 so you could feel the difference in the frequencies here. So here we go, baby Jesus. This is his true, pure essence coming in. So, and again, it will come in through the light beam that's in front of you on your monitor screen. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just kind of sit back and relax for a little bit here. And just kind of contemplate and connect with your heart center and feel this beautiful presence of Jesus around you right now. I'll just be in silence here for about a minute. Oh, that really feels nice to me. Okay, so let's do the age of Jesus at 10. So here he comes in at the age of 10. So stronger, stronger, boy, very powerful. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll just have some silence here for about a minute or so. Okay, now we'll do the age of 20. This is the age of Jesus at 20. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And here it feels like it has a lot of compassion with the electricity. It's a very electric energy that I can kind of perceive, like when at the age of 10, but now it has compassion to it. You may have your own experience, but this is what I'm sensing here. And now we'll do Jesus at the age of 30. So here comes his energy at the age of 30. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. I feel like a lot of love energy came through, blending with the other two energies now. So I'll just let you experience this for about a minute. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you again.
It was wonderful, and I know that you can't see the monitor right now to see the light being, but there's so much light that's just pouring off of the beautiful picture of the light being. It's really amazing today, so that's very special. Let's see. So So we have a request from, or a question from Chris, one of our listeners, and they're wondering if it's too late to get onto the conference call today or if they can still do that.
Boy. Yeah, I guess you could. I'm trying. Boy. Why don't you, I don't know how I'm going to be. I can't really connect. Let me think here. What do you think we should do, Sylvia?
Maybe they could type in their phone number.
Yeah, that might work, yeah.
Chris, if you can type in your phone number on the fast chat, and then we can take care of that.
Joyful music there. Maybe you could finish it off then, Sylvia, if he does that, okay?
Yeah. So, yes, Chris, go ahead and type in your number, and we can contact you and help you get on that today.
Okay, so we'll do...
Quest. We have a request for bringing in the elephant energy from the creation light ship for healing.
Oh, that's very precious, yeah. Okay. So the light beam will change naturally here as the frequency of an elephant comes in. There's beautiful healing elephants on the light ship. So here comes a set of them here. These will be three coming through your monitor screen here. And they're starting to come through. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just sit back and relax here and enjoy this beautiful light beam energy of elephants here as they do healing work with you. So again, you want to request your healing. And I'll just be silent here for about a minute. You can experience the elephant energy. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
All right, let's see. We had a request for the Star of Bethlehem energy.
I have that listed here. So, okay, so here it comes. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Seem to make the air real crisp here where I am, so it's a very, very high frequency energy. So just sit back and relax and be with you in about a minute here. okay, and let's bring in the wise men. Maybe more than three, but we'll bring in the energies of the people that were in tune and guided by this beautiful smaller light ship that appeared as a star lighting the way for these people. So here comes the, we'll use the term three wise men plus others. So here they come. This is their frequency. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Stand your heart center, and this is the whole reason why Jesus came, to teach people to get connected to their heart center, their own divinity inside of themselves. So, see you back again in a couple of minutes. Yeah, I think we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary right now. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, she'll connect to your heart center. This is where you need to be to actually tune in and connect with this beautiful energy. So stay in your heart. We'll drop you down in case you came out. So we're dropping down your awakening consciousness to your heart center. So here we go. 10th floor is that, and first floor is your heart center. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So the mind to heart drop. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Beautiful. And enjoy Mother Mary.
Okay, Sylvia, back over to you again.
Okay, let's see what we have. We have a request for work on the liver and work on the neck, and another request for the host of angels.
Okay, neck and liver, okay. We'll do those together because our time's kind of getting short here, so.
Okay.
We'll bring in the host of angels here. We'll also work on the neck and the liver. So here we go. Host of angels are coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we'll be working with the neck area. And now we're working with the liver. So the beautiful light beings now are helping you with this here. And we'll release some liver energy now. So here we go. We'll do the lack energy again on the light shift. So here we go. So here comes the lack energy to help you with the healing of your liver. So stronger, 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 taking away negative patterns that maybe cause a liver condition. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to bring in some golden energy right now into your liver. So everybody kind of visualize that if you would. It'll come through the light beam and connect to your livers. And here we go. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So it looks like the show is just about over here. We've got a couple of minutes left here, looks like. So I guess I'll just thank all of you for being with us this evening. And I started BBS just about a year ago, maybe 1 week prior, but basically it's about a year. And it's just been very nice. I really enjoy doing this here. And hope all of you have just a wonderful holiday season here. And I guess I'll say probably sign off right now, so I'll be signing off. So blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful Christmas. And back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I want to reiterate that same message. Have a wonderful holiday. Much love and peace to everyone. And there's a couple of dates you might like to mark on your calendars. We have about a minute left, so we'll just take the time to mention those so you can get your new year off to a wonderful start. One of them is January 5th. There's a special conference call session, and Ron, would you like to speak about that for a minute?
Yeah, it'll start at the same time as the normal ones, which is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Saturday. And this is going to be a special event where the light ship will bring in the 12 different monthly energies for us to sample. And this is the ascension energies that's going to come here. And it'll be in sequential order, and you're able to actually feel the energy. And if you wish, you can write down an affirmation for that month, for that energy. A lot of people loved it last year, and it was quite nice. And the other event is, I believe, on the 15th, I believe. And that event is our standard four-hour conference call also. These are both four-hour calls, and we do water charging on them, too.
I think that's the 15th. On that one, the January 19th is a Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I should have just added 14 plus 5. But anyway, it's a wonderful time, too. And we do ascension healings, bring in the amber blood, many other things. So you have golden blood brought into you for your light body work. And they just do a wonderful job with us. I mean, it's hard to describe unless you've actually had one of these sessions on how wonderful they are. And the 4 hours of time feels like it takes probably about, a half an hour. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, our time is up, so good night, much love and blessings to all of you. And Ron will be back on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific for the next radio program. Until then, stay in your heart center, and much love to you all.
Blessings to all of you.